Good morning. We'll call the March 22nd County Council meeting to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Becker?
Good morning. I would like to suggest, in terms of the agenda, that we do not need approval minutes and that we do not need the executive session today.
We don't need one?
No. That's what he said.
How'd that happen?
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, we'll take a motion to amend the agenda and approve it. Someone wants to?
I moved.
Second.
And a second. I have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Any questions? On fact, fixing what I was saying, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Correspondence in.
The correspondence, there are three letters here today. One is from the Roxana Volunteer Fire Company, dated March 15, 2011. Dear council members, on behalf of the officers and members of the Roxana Volunteer Fire Company, we would like to thank you for making funding available to keep the smoke detector program going. It is through your efforts that we continue to work to prevent fire deaths as a result of no smoke detectors or non-working smoke detectors. Again, thanks, and that's signed by Todd Marvel, President, and Andy Johnson, Fire Chief. Then a letter from Alan Corman and Sons, again to Sussex County Council. I want to thank all the members of Sussex County Council for presenting me the proclamation on December 2, 2010 for receiving the Distinguished Service to Delaware Agricultural Award. It was a very humbling and emotional experience that I can't put into words what this has meant to me. I just wanted you all to know how much I appreciate it, and a special thanks to Councilman Sam Wilson for presenting this to me. Sam did a wonderful job, and I personally thank him for it. I'm very proud to be part of Delaware Agriculture and the Farm Bureau. Again, thank you, Alan Corman. Then a letter to Jim Hicken, and this is from Senator Thomas R. Carper. Dear Jim, thanks so much for your help in setting up the press conference at the airport on Friday. Given the wind and rain, I appreciate your forethought in setting up a rain location. While I enjoyed announcing the Senate passage of the Aviation Jobs Bill, I also really liked hearing how the county, the state, and my staff are working together to make this airport the best it can be. If my staff or I can ever be of assistance, please feel free to contact me through our Sussex County Director, Karen McGrath, at 302-856-7690. Thank you all that you are doing, or thanks for all that you are doing, and best of luck. With my best personal regards, I am sincerely yours, Thomas R. Carper, U.S. Senator. And that's all the correspondence.
Anyone from council have anything? I'll move on to Mr. Baker, administrator's report.
Yes, thank you. The first item we have is an airport lease. And just to give you a little background, this is a proposed lease for Mr. Everett and James Bennett. The suggested terms for the lease are a 10-year term effective February 18, 2010, with rent at $6,000 per year, subject to consumer price index increases with a maximum of 3% increase per year. The maintenance of the hangar and the lot would be handled by the tenant. The tenant would also provide the needed aircraft liability insurance. Any subleases must be approved by the county council if there ever are any. To give you a little background, in 1984, the county entered into a 15-year lease with New Process Fiber Company for this particular lot. The New Process Fiber Company built a hangar on that lease lot, and their lease was extended for two additional five-year terms, which expired on August 9, 2009. The Bennetts purchased the hangar from the New Process Fiber on approximately August 18, 2008. The original lease expired, and at which time the improvements on the land, including the hangar, reverted to the county. There was, we did, the council did approve a six-month lease agreement extension to lease the hangar to the Bennetts, but that second lease expired on February 18, 2010. So basically, this proposed lease at a much higher lease amount of $6,000 would bring them up to date from February 18, 2010. There are some minor language issues that are still to be worked out, but overall, I think these are the main tenets of the lease, and we have had some emails and discussions with the Bennetts, and they have indicated that they are in agreement with the main tenets of the lease.
And the ownership of the hangar and the ownership of the hangar will be?
The county.
The county.
Mm-hmm. What do we need to do?
I could give you a motion to approve the lease subject to some minor modifications, which will, there's some language, as there is in all leases, there's some language regarding liability and insurance and whatnot and those kinds of issues that they had not had time to review with their attorney. And they indicated they would just like to look at that. I mean, if there is anything that we think is major, we'd certainly come back to the county council.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know.
Okay, you have a motion?
I sit in on the hearing, and I think it's a good,
okay,
good application.
You have a motion, Mr. Becker?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize a lease with Mr. Everett and James Bennett for Lot B at the Sussex County Airport, for a 10-year term effective February 18, 2010, with rent beginning at $6,000 per year, subject to consumer price indexes, with the maintenance of the hangar and the lot to be handled by the tenant, and the tenant to provide the required insurance, period.
I need a motion for that effect.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is board appointments, and we had a request to place this item on the agenda, and I know there are several possible appointments on the Board of Adjustment.
Mm-hmm. I would, of course, I can't make a motion, obviously, but I would like to, if someone would make the motion, I get on speaking, I'd appreciate it. I would say I have listened to the concerns and questions from the public about Board of Adjustment and things they thought were or were not being done correctly. We did have a meeting with them, a joint meeting with the Board of Adjustment and ourselves, like in August. They came back with recommendations from our attorney and their attorney as things they should be doing. I feel much more comfortable after that has occurred. I think the last few meetings since then that they have paid attention to, I think they should be paying attention to, and the five criteria, they're dealing with those, they're asking good questions. They developed a new form to hand out when you come in to get your application to explain to you what you need to do. So I am very comfortable in reappointing John Mills till I think it would run out June 30 of 2013. If someone would make that motion and second it, I would appreciate that.
I'll make a motion for you.
Second.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? If not, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes.
I'd like to make a motion to reappoint Dale Calloway to the Board of Adjustment.
I second it.
We have a motion, a second. Question on the motion? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Administrator's report.
Okay. First item is Federal Emergency Management Agency flood insurance map study. As per the attached notice, a meeting will be held on March 30th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Sussex County Council Chambers to review the revised flood insurance rate maps. The maps will be available then for review by the public. They are also available online at the noted website. Airport Advisory Committee agenda. Attached is an agenda for the Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee for March 23rd, 2011 at 7 p.m. at the Emergency Operations Center. As noted on the agenda, there will be an update regarding NASCAR, emergency response, wildlife management, as well as review of airport policies. The next is county administrator position process. We would like to provide information regarding the county administrator position process. The January 18, 2011 meeting, the current county administrator, Mr. Baker, announced his retirement from county government. Thereafter, advertisements for the county administrator position were posted on the county's website in January, and it was advertised in local newspapers as well as the National Association of Counties newsletter. In open session, the president of the county council was authorized to establish a search committee. County council president, Mr. Michael Vincent, established a search committee, including all members of the county council, Ms. Karen Brewington, director of personnel, Mr. Everett Moore, county attorney, and Mr. David Baker, county administrator. Interviews were held in executive session after being properly noticed as personnel issues on February 22nd and February 23rd, 2011, with eight applicants. During the interviews, questions were posed by a staff member. The questions were compiled by staff. Those same questions were asked of each interviewee with some follow-up questions by committee members. As of this time, no decision has been made regarding the replacement for county administrator. This process was also discussed at the March 15, 2011 County Council meeting open session. Any decision regarding filling the county administrator position will be made in open session of the County Council with discussion regarding the candidates. This topic will be on the March 29, 2011 agenda. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Baker?
Good job.
If not, Mr. Hal Godwin, come on down.
Mr. President, members of council, for your consideration this morning, I wanted to first discuss a piece of property that we had offered for sale. As you remember, there was one piece of property in Ocean View that the county purchased in 1999 to serve as a utility pumping station, of which it was deemed sometime last year that we did not need the entire parcel and would offer the rear section for sale at a bid sale. And we developed a process through which this sale could be conducted. We have executed that process, advertising the property for sale in local newspapers. We also took the privilege of direct mailing the bid package to adjoining property owners within 200 feet of the property, as is our normal county policy for planning and zoning hearings. Yielded from that advertising process, we did receive one sealed bid from an adjoining property owner. The sealed bid meets the requirements of our offering, and I have included that in your package last week for your review. I've also could read through a summary, if you'd like, that I had placed in your package last week as well. On January 4th of this year, Sussex County Council authorized staff to advertise a portion of 16 Daisy Avenue in Ocean View for sale to the public. We followed county procedure to advertise such property in a local newspaper of general circulation. In addition to that, staff took the extra step of mailing bid packages directly to property owners within 200 feet of the subject property, and staff also posted the package on the county website for download, so it was available virtually everywhere. As a result of that process, the county received one sealed bid. Attached is that bid for your review. I'm sure you've all seen that. The next step, should county council decide to accept this bid, would be to agree to convey this property to the bidder after he satisfies all contingencies and conditions that are required in the sealed bid sale announcement of March 11th of this year. The contingencies conditions to be met by the purchaser include the following. Purchaser, at his expense, shall be required to obtain any and all approvals, including but not limited to, number one, obtaining a variance for Sussex County to continue to operate the utility pumping station as deemed necessary. Number two, subdivision approval to subdivide the parcel such that Sussex County shall own that portion of the current parcel being located 75 feet wide and approximately 100 feet deep fronting on Daisy Avenue, with Sussex County conveying the remainder thereof, being approximately 75 feet wide by 242 feet deep, beginning 100 feet back from Daisy Avenue, to purchaser, and three, any and all approvals that may be necessary to accomplish the foregoing. After purchaser has completed these tasks, Sussex County could consider transferring the subdivided rear portion, starting as mentioned above, to include all that rear portion back to the adjoining property to the purchaser, which would be Mr. Robert Whiting, at settlement of full payment of approved bid price of $20,500 to the purchaser. Purchaser shall, purchaser has, and I put this into my own because I thought you probably don't want to allow this process to go on indefinitely. I added purchaser has until March 30th, 2012, which is 1 year, to satisfy all contingencies and conditions of the sale and make all payments to Sussex County, or this sale shall be reconsidered by Sussex County Council. So it gives you a 1 year time limit implied, which means that if for some reason our high bidder does not get all of his homework done, you can choose to extend him more time or call the sale off if you'd like, but it gives you some control as to when the property must be sold, closed, and paid for, so that it's not just left open for as many years as he wishes to.
Any questions of Mr. Godwin?
If it were to go that long, I mean, what happens with his deposit? Does he get back? Is it refundable or what?
Well, that would be up to you. The contract says that if for some reason he defaults, mm-hmm. that we would keep the deposit uh-huh. as mm-hmm. damages.
Right.
But I don't think that would be a problem, because since this bidder okay. has already gone through as much as he has.
Right.
Okay. I apologize if I missed anything, but is there a reason why we want to extend this a full year? I mean, normally when you have a contract that both parties agree to, you give them 30, 60 days.
Well, he will need to get a subdivision and a variance from the town of Ocean View. And as you know, with our experience, that may take several months, maybe a year.
Okay.
By the time he gets everything completed with the town. I thought if we gave him a year, that would be a reasonable time to get that due diligence work completed, if in fact he were working on it in earnest. Mm-hmm. If he were to not work on it in earnest and a year lapses, you then have the privilege of reconsidering the entire sale.
And also, I guess they could, like we do, defer on some. And,
yep, you know, sure,
somebody,
no
right.
somebody
sure.
had some concerns or some or reason or whatever.
So it gives you opportunity to review
yeah, right.
and
all
reconsider.
Right.
That's the only reason I added that sentence in.
Any more questions, Mr. Godwin?
I have a motion if you'd like.
Please.
This is rather lengthy. Be it moved that Sussex County Council accept and approve the one sealed bid to purchase a portion of land owned by Sussex County known as 16 Daisy Lane in Ocean View. The bidder, Mr. Robert Whiting, must satisfy all contingencies and conditions by March 30, 2012. Upon completion, Mr. Whiting will notify Sussex County Council and request their approval to settle all transfers of property and title between himself and Sussex County.
I'll make that motion. I got one question though. If
you have a motion and a
second.
And I have a motion and a second. Question on a motion, George.
No, go ahead. No, just go ahead. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay. Any question on Mr. Wilson?
You didn't mention the size of the piece of land we're selling.
It's 75 by 242. It's in the agreement.
I know. That was a motion. Talk about the motion. And how much it was.
What I said was to purchase a portion of land owned by Sussex County.
Yeah.
The portion of land is 75 feet wide by 242 feet deep, starting 100 feet from Daisy Lane.
And the cost and the price.
And the cost is $20,500.
And the funds will go to the sewer district.
Ultimately,
that's
yes.
Ultimate
but the check will
right?
come to Sussex
okay,
County
right.
Council, and you will then transfer it to the sewer
that's
district.
Okay, I just, mm-hmm. right, we're not getting
it's
it.
It's the sewer district's money.
Okay.
Exactly.
Correct.
Fine.
Any questions on the motion as amended by Mr. Godwin? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. One more thing. When all of the due diligence work is completed and we come back, we will come back to you again to let you know it's all done, ready to go to settlement, because then you have the opportunity to authorize the sale. So what you're authorizing now is the continuance of the process.
Yes, sir.
And then when we, before we sell the property or transfer the deed, we'll get your approval one more time.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Legislative update.
Legislative update. I wanted to, with some pride, announce to you that last week we passed House Bill 31 through the House of Representatives unanimously. This bill allows us to fix one more small loophole in the state code that will allow us to set our tax due date right on top of our budget date so that we won't be going back and rebilling tax bills on properties that have transferred between the time the warrant, the tax warrant date closed and we actually mailed the bill. In the past, there had been some lag time there due to our process. And if a property transferred during that lag time, our office had to spend the time to go back and rebuild the old owner, the new owner, and do the division. And it took some labor and it also inconvenienced the property owners. This will help to eliminate almost all of those errors and make our accounting office more efficient.
And this was the only place left in the Title IX that had not changed the date, correct?
Yes, correct.
We had changed the rest of it except this one spot.
Correct.
Now we're all in compliance. It all says May 1.
Yes, this will have to go to the Senate and have the governor's signature, but we went through the House very quickly, and we have a number of favorable sponsors in the Senate, and I'm hoping to see it on a committee. There is a county committee hearing tomorrow. I'm hoping our bill will be introduced into that committee so I can attend the hearing tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Next.
One other thing that I wanted to just review with you is a piece of legislation that you had authorized and asked for September 8th of last year. I wanted you to be aware that we have such a piece of legislation drawn, drafted. It's been reviewed by our legal counsel, and this bill refers to the retraining of our tax assessors. There was a portion of Delaware Code adopted in the mid-90s that would require, I'll try to read this to you so you understand. In Title 24, Chapter 40, under Section E, the paragraph reads, "The Council on Real Estate Appraisers shall develop standards in cooperation with the Delaware Association of Counties and the Executive Director of the League of Local Governments, or his designee, for licensing and training of assessors in order for municipal and county assessment departments to be in compliance within 3 years of development and adoption of said standards." This means that after this Council on Real Estate Appraisers adopts its own processes and procedures, within 3 years, everyone has to have their assessors retrained as appraisers. And our Director of Assessment, Mr. Eddie Parker, had advised us last September that that was not a good idea, at least not until sometime in the future when there may be a reassessment concluded in our county. Then we would need to have our assessors understand the fundamentals of appraising. But until that happens, we don't need to go the expense or the inconvenience of retraining our people from the current skills that they have as an assessor, whereby they calculate the construction cost of a structure. An appraiser has to develop market values based on a combination of land value and the improvements. Those talents and skills are not needed in our current assessment process. So, we were directed last September to develop a bill that would eliminate this. And the wording of this bill simply says, I'll read the synopsis to you. It says, "This act makes 4019E effective only after a county or a municipality has done a reassessment of all real estate located in that jurisdiction." It says nothing about when the reassessment might be done. It doesn't suggest a reassessment be done at all. It simply says that we're not going to retrain our assessors until after an assessment reassessment has been done. So this would eliminate the need to have two different sets of skills trained into our staff, and we don't need that.
So you're comfortable with this change, right? It looks like it's...
This bill seems to meet the needs of what our assessment department recommends, and our legal department agrees that the wording of this bill would certainly make that necessary correction. I have not asked to have this bill introduced,
sure,
but I have gotten it drafted, and based on your request in September, that's why I moved forward with this. I just wanted to make sure that you knew what I was doing And if there were any questions or any concerns, you could go over that now or sometime later.
Any questions from council about this? Everybody understands it?
That would apply to all counties then?
It'll apply to all three counties and all municipalities.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay, and what I wanted to do was first make sure that we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I think it is for us, yeah.
And then I'm going to make sure that I want to seek support from the other two counties.
Sure.
And SCAT, and then move forward in finding sponsors and having it introduced. So we're still some time away from having the bill introduced, provided we get the proper support and sponsorship.
Sure. With no other questions from council, we're going to direct you to go ahead and proceed with that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Mr. Hudson.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I bring before you this morning a change order request to a project that was given council approval in the middle of February. This would be the solar energy installation project at our EOC and airport facility. when we opened bids, we were $150,000 below our total grant given to us by the Department of Energy. And we felt it prudent to go back and look at the possibility of expanding the project to, you know, get the most bang for our buck and bring that to you for your decision. So we met with FlexEra. And in their negotiations, they've come back with a change order where we would increase the size of the system from approximately 85 kilowatts to 109 kilowatts. We would contain the equipment within the same area, so our footprint would still be approximately 1 acre. I do have a little diagram that shows the fitment of the system. And the spreadsheets that I have attached basically sum up in the first set of spreadsheets I actually did myself using the PV Watts software, which is a standard software because it's free on the internet. And it looks like if we stick with the original contract, our estimated net return on the 85 kW after 25 years would be $893,000 and 206. If we increase to the 108.9 after 20 years, our net return will be just a little over $1 million. Mm-hmm. On both cases, according to my numbers, the investment cost would be satisfied in approximately 10 years. And the normal, and I think these spreadsheets run out for 25 years, so that would give us 15 years of free power produced from this unit.
Questions of Ms. Hudson?
But I'm looking on these last couple pages, mm-hmm. in the left-hand corner, it does say assumptions. I know every time we hear from the federal government and they're mm-hmm. estimating costs and they do it on assumptions, and there's sometimes phony assumptions or it's a stretch. Are these assumptions that you look over to make sure these assumptions they made were?
That's why I did the first two graphs. Those were numbers that I pulled directly from accounting. On actual kilowatt hours we used this past year.
Okay.
I crossed that over to our new contract price for purchasing power.
Mm-hmm.
Then worked out the percentage of what we're offsetting by producing solar power. And then I also did the same thing on the right side of the column using the SREC, the Solar Renewable Energy Credits. income and came up with the totals that you see at the bottom.
Okay.
And no, they do not match exactly the estimates on the Flexera sheet, which some of these, you know, are the government estimates, but they are very close.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually spoke with Bobby Schoonover, who has our only other solar system within the county. And it is it's a very small system. Actually, I'm going to go take a look at it within the next week or so. It's a little over 4 kW. And they estimated their design was to save 30 to 50% of their power bill. They're actually saving 60% of their power bill.
And the expected life of the unit is 25 years?
25, I have heard 30. Now, the inverters will not last that long, but the panels themselves, which is the big ticket item for the system, can last up to 30 years or even longer.
Mm-hmm.
They do degrade, their output will degrade a bit throughout the years, but it's not by a big percentage.
And then we start over again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, in 30 years, there'll be a new technology, mm-hmm. or these will be greatly improved. Mm-hmm. So.
Any more questions of Mr. Hudson?
Seems like a good investment, if it appears that way.
Does all these calculations assume an increasing cost of energy?
The calculations on the back two pages do. That is the 25-year assessment. My calculations on the first two pages do not. I use straight numbers, mm-hmm. for 1 year, 12 months.
And if costs go down?
If energy costs do go down, yes, the total benefit of the system will decrease.
So it'll be greater. Yeah, it will make more money.
We'll make less money.
We will make less money, but we will also be spending less money if the price of power goes down. So it would be a wash.
Okay. All right.
Any more questions?
So according to this machine, according to these analysis, I should like to get me a panels right away.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. This only works with the government subsidies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
This only works with the government subsidies.
Yes.
And it's totally subsidized.
Yes, totally subsidized. And I did not run the number down to zero. We still have remaining funds because there are always a contingent item or two that may pop up.
Sure.
So
what percentage does the government pay on this?
100%.
They can't lose. Except the taxpayers.
Any more questions, Mr. Hudson?
But it's green.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, I do.
I feel good about voting for
That's
it.
That's good, George.
I feel good.
That's good.
Okay. Be it moved based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for Sussex County Project 10-04, Sussex County EOC Airport Solar Energy Installation Project,
oh, okay.
be approved in the amount of $101,590, subject to the approval of the United States Department of Energy and receipt of full contract documents and bonds from the contractor. This does have to have final approval before from DOE,
sure.
before we can proceed.
Anyone care to make a motion?
All right. I'll make a motion.
Have a motion?
I'll second it.
And a second.
Right.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, good job, too.
Mr.
Thank
Cole.
You. Yes, I feel good.
Mr. Phillips.
As I've often said, if the federal government's going to throw money out the window, we'd be irresponsible for not catching as much as we can. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.